A piece of city-owned land in La Villa will become townhomes if a developer's request is approved. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall is here with more on this unconventional deal. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Okay, so first of all, Mike, the developer is Vestcor, and they are asking for a donation of the land.
Yes, they are. They want 8 parcels to be donated, and in return, they'll develop 70 townhomes in the La Villa neighborhood at about $250,000 a piece for a starting price point. Now, they've also pledged a $100,000 donation to Lift Every Voice in Sing Park if the land is donated.
Okay, so let's put this in perspective. La Villa is an area that was historically African American. Many residents left back in the 90s when the highway was built in this area. There's a lot of city-owned land in this one neighborhood, and now we're at this point where the city is really interested in redeveloping it. How does this proposal fit in with that plan?
Market rate housing, specifically townhomes, was actually a big part of the Downtown Investment Authority's joint proposal with the Jacksonville Transportation Authority on how to redevelop La Villa. So there's already affordable housing and workforce housing going up in La Villa, but they really are trying to cater to a different market, a different demographic. These for sale townhomes are, they believe, a key part to making La Villa a more vibrant neighborhood.
You said these are about $250,000 each. So this is prices that are comparable to freestanding houses in many neighborhoods. The $100,000 toward Lift Every Voice in Sing Park, what is that about?
Lift Every Voice in Sing Park, it's a community green space that's dedicated to two Harlem Renaissance era composers in Jacksonville. So it really has a lot of significant meaning to people who grew up in the La Villa area, grew up in the neighborhood, as well as people who are still there. So that $100,000 donation would likely go a long way in maybe solidifying some support.
Is this deal a sure thing, or could this land end up finding a buyer?
The DIA voted to release a notice, which they're required to do by city code, that the land is up for sale. They have 30 days to entertain other offers other than Vestcor's. So once that 30-day period is up, if they have not received a better offer or another offer for the land, the deal will likely move forward. But if another offer comes through, they are obligated to at least entertain it.
We just have this master plan for the neighborhood released, and it looks like things are happening pretty quickly. If this board chooses Vestcor's offer, what's the next step?
The conceptual designs would have to go in front of the Downtown Design Review Board. If it makes it past that stage, it'll go back before the DIA for final consideration.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief.